It's music of spirit, fantasy, and joy, rich in rhythms and exotic harmonies. It's also music of longing and despair. It can be heard all over Europe, but it comes from beyond that continent's reach. In common parlance, it's called gypsy music, and its creators are the Roma people, wanderers throughout history from as far away as India. From Spain to Macedonia, from classical to pop, the Roma have for centuries influenced other people's music. Since October 5th, the Gypsy Caravan has been traveling around the United States and Canada. One of the stars of the tour is Esma Rezhdepova, the self-styled Queen of the Gypsies. She grew up in Skopje, Macedonia, and now joins us from Toronto. And her interpreter is Anita Georgievska Shine. Thanks for coming in.
Anita, dobro ve najdov i na site slušatelji u ovaj moment koji ne pratat preko radio.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad to be here with you today. And for all of the listeners who are with us today, I would like to send my warmest regards from Esma Rezhdepova Teodosijevska and from Macedonia.
Esma, let me ask you, many of us talk about gypsy music just in a kind of a general sense. We think we all kind of understand what that means, but what does gypsy music mean to you? What is gypsy music?
Za mene romskata muzika, ali od svoje detstvo ja pevam od 11 godina.
For me, who has been singing Roma songs since my childhood, since when I was 11 years old, this music represents everything that's most essential. It is like bread, like water, like air itself. It is everything. And I've been singing the Roma songs as well as Macedonian songs all this time.
Esma, can you distinguish for us what that means, Roma songs and Macedonian songs? What's the difference?
Na primjer je ovaka. Zašto si me majko rodila, lelele, cel život ne si me videla. To je makedonska pesna. A slušajte se ova. Na kelaviše, kocka me na kelav. To je veće druga muzika.
So,
to se dve različite muzike.
As you can see, these are two different kinds of music. You can hear, for example, the segment of Macedonian song.
That was the first one?
That was the first song. And then you can hear the Roma song, the second segment that Esma sang. And you can see considerable differences in the melody, in the rhythm.
Esma, I want to talk about this style of singing with the solo voice, with no instruments, because I think it's so evocative, it's so unusual. And before we talk about it, let's hear a little bit from your recording.
Da-da-da!
Now, Esma, what are you singing about in this song?
Pevam za srce. On bi se prodal. I nivi, i celo to svoje to bogatstvo.
I'm singing about two hearts, and I'm singing about a man who is willing to sell everything he has, all of his fields, all of the houses, all of his material goods, in order to buy the heart of his beloved. And she responds in turn, she says, "No, you cannot buy my heart, we can only do exchange of hearts, one heart for the other."
Boy, that really, that yearning comes across in the music. Gana!
Gobeda! Vašite gano! Istinsko, znajte koga ja sakate mnogo muzikata, koga ste se
Well, in reality what happens is that when you love music so much, when you give everything you have to music, music finds a way of returning all of that back to you. And I feel that I have worked a lot on my interpretation, on my skills as a singer, and I really owe a lot of thanks to my teacher, Mr. Teodosijevski, because he taught me how to sing in this particular manner. Actually, he was my professor at first, and then he became my husband. In reality, he became my professor when I was 11 years old and waited for me to grow up. When I became 23 years of age, he married me, and then we started performing together, and he was also professor of many other kids that we educated together, 47 of them in total.
They lived in your house. You had a kind of impromptu orphanage and music school.
Adaptirani deca od siromašnih familiji,
Yes, these 47 kids were children that we took in our home. They were adopted by us, and they were actually children that were unwanted, whether they were orphans or they were from divorces, or they were children that essentially were very, very poor. So they came to our house, and we provided them with that essential warmth of a household, as well as with education, as well as with training in music. And of these 47 children, five of them are currently the members of my band with whom I perform.
This sounds, I mean, it's almost incredible. You adopted 47 strangers, and it just sounds so difficult.
No, ubavo je da znate.
But it's very beautiful.
Ubavo je kako je napriš na nekog u nekoj dobro.
It's extremely nice. It's an extremely nice feeling when you do good for someone. And I've always spoken, and this has been my motto, if you have a little bit more of something, try to share it with somebody who doesn't have it.
You know, there are some photographs, Esma, in this recording, and I have to say, these young men who are your sons, and these photographs, they look at you adoringly. I mean, almost as if you're a goddess.
Ne samo Božica, ja da kažem, tije deca mnogo me čuvati, mnogo me sakati.
Indeed, these children are extremely important to me, and I feel that I'm important for them. It's not about being a goddess or anything like that, but they take care of me, they really love me, and I would add, they're also afraid of losing me. They can be quite jealous at times. For example, during one particular situation, there was a friend of the family who came by 2 years after Stevo's death, and said, Esma, how about if you and I would go to Hungary and listen to some Hungarian music or go afterwards to the Seychelles Islands on little vacation?
To the Seychelles Islands?
Right. And then some of the kids began saying things such as, oh, no, you can't take mommy because, you know, I have a back pain. The other kid, he has stomach ache. Third one has other problems with his bones. Wherever mommy goes, we gotta go as well. So they wouldn't let me go.
Well, you sound like you love it.
It's the truth, what I'm telling you. It's true that they're disattached to me. It's terrible how attached these guys are to me. I feel that I'm the best kept woman in the world.
Well, judging from the way her sons look, I would say I have to agree with her.
Sudeki spore toa kako sinovite ve gledat na pločata bi se složila sa toa.
Točno tako.
It's correct. It's correct.
Esma, do you have a favorite song on this recording that I have?
Ima, na primjer ono kada što Čaj šukarije, dobra pesma.
There are a number of songs that are I'm quite partial to. For example, Čaj šukarije is a very nice song. Then Volim te, veruj mi, I love you, trust me. That's another song that
there's
I like
one everybody
here
can relate to.
And then the a cappella song, the one that I sing, the very first one on this
da,
recording.
Volim te, veruj mi, to je napišal gospodina Teodosijevski, moj profesor. Napišal, posvetil za mene ta pesma.
To tell you the truth, this song, I love you, trust me on that one, was written by my husband, Stevo Teodosijevski, and it's dedicated to me.
Well, why do we hear that?
Volim te! Volim te, veruj mi, tako mi zore rumene, tako mi vode studene, tako mi vida oka mog. Volim te više.
Well, Esma, you've certainly brought some joy to us today through your voice and your recording. I'd like to thank you for talking with us.
And I would like to thank you as well for allowing me to be here with you in the studio and to share all of these ideas, and so that the U.S. public can get a much better sense of who is Esma and Stevo Teodosijevski, the whole ensemble. And I would like to thank also the interpreter for the beautiful translation.
Before we go, Esma, can you translate the name, the title of the CD?
od Holandije Čaj Šukarije.
Čaj Šukarije, Ubavo devojče. Da. Beautiful girl, Čaj Šukarije.
That's you, Esma.
Znači, to ste vi, Esma.
Esma and the Teodosievski Ensemble will be playing tonight in Medford, Oregon, before traveling to Arcata and Berkeley in California and Austin and Houston, Texas. Esma's CD is called Chai Shukaria.